shall receive power. September 27. Paul. But rise, and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. The solemn charge that had been given Paul on the occasion of his interview with Ananias rested with increasing weight upon his heart. When, in response to the invitation, "Brother Saul, receive thy sight," Paul had for the first time looked upon the face of this devout man, Ananias, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said to him, "The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." These words were in harmony with the words of Jesus himself, who, when he arrested Saul on the journey to Damascus, declared, "I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom I now send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." As he pondered these things in his heart, Paul understood more and more the meaning of his call to be an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. His call had come not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father. The greatness of the work before him led him to give much study to the Holy Scriptures, in order that he might preach the gospel not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that the faith of all who heard should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.